News and Views.
World News.
Religious. A survey that measured Americans' knowledge of religion found that atheists and agnostics knew more, on average, than followers of most major faiths. A majority of Protestants, for instance, couldn't identify Martin Luther as the driving force behind the Protestant Reformation, according to the survey released by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. Atheists and agnostics, those who believe there is no God or who aren't sure, were more likely to answer the survey's questions correctly. Mormons, who are not considered Christians by many fundamentalists, showed greater knowledge of the Bible than evangelical Christians. Los Angeles Times, September 27, 2010.
Pope Benedict XVI formally created a new Vatican office to revive Christianity in Europe, his latest attempt to counter secular trends in traditionally Christian countries. In a decree, Benedict said the new office would promote church doctrine, use the media to get the church's message out, and mobilize missionary-type activities. Associated Press, October 12, 2010.
Druids have been worshiping the sun and earth for thousands of years in Europe. The ancient pagan tradition, best known for gatherings at Stonehenge every summer solstice, has been formally classed as a religion under charity law for the first time in Britain. That means Druids can receive exemptions from taxes on donations, and now have the same status as such mainstream religions as the Church of England. Associated Press, October 2, 2010.
2 years after anti-Christian pogroms broke out in the Indian state of Orissa, Hindus in some 20 villages in Kandhamal district continue to treat more than 4,000 Christians as social outcasts, pressuring them with force to convert. Beside fears, threats, and total banishment from the local economy, Christians are not allowed to use public fountains or collect wood in the forest. Between December 2007 and August 2008, Hindu extremists killed 93 people, sacked and torched more than 6,500 homes, destroyed 350 churches and 45 schools. The pogroms displaced more than 50,000 people. Asia News, September 3, 2010.
The Crystal Cathedral, the beleaguered glass megachurch in Orange County, has filed for bankruptcy protection. The church was started by the Reverend Robert H. Schuller in a rented drive-in movie theater in 1955 and came to prominence through the Hour of Power television show. A spokesperson said the church couldn't cut costs fast enough to deal with the economic downturn, decline in donations, and aging congregation. At a news conference Monday, Senior Pastor Sheila Schuller Coleman assured viewers that the church's message of hope and all services and education will continue. Los Angeles Times, October 19, 2010.
Russian authorities have allocated land for the construction of a Krishna temple in a northern suburb of Moscow, amid strong demands for it by the Hindu community for many years. A growing Hindu community had been seeking the plot for building a temple after a plot already allocated was taken away due to protest by the Orthodox Christian Church, which objected to the plans to build a Krishna temple higher than the Kremlin churches. Press Trust of India, October 27, 2010.
Social. In 2009, the number of young adults, 25 through 34, who had never tied the knot, surpassed those who had married for the first time since data collection began more than a century ago. The institution of marriage has been in decline for a while, but data from the 2009 census released Tuesday shows that the percentage of adults who are married reached a record low of 52%. Associated Press, September 29, 2010.
It was so hot Monday that it broke the all-time record and the weatherman's thermometer. Los Angeles headed into uncharted territory at 12:15 p.m. Monday, reaching 113 degrees for the first time since records began being kept in 1877. Then, at 1 p.m., the thermometer stopped working. Los Angeles Times, September 28, 2010.
Advocacy group Refugees International said that more than 70% of camps in Haiti, home to 1.3 million earthquake victims, lack proper living conditions nearly 9 months after the disaster, leaving them at increased risk of violence, hunger, and eviction. Associated Press, October 8, 2010.
Swiss engineers completed the world's largest tunnel, drilling through the last few feet of rock needed to complete the 35.4-mile tunnel underneath the Swiss Alps. The project has been underway for almost 20 years, and about 2,500 workers have been a part of it. The railroad being built in the tunnel is expected to be open to trains by 2017. The project cost $10 billion. Millions of tons of goods are now transported through that section of the Alps on heavy trucks, which are slower and damage the fragile mountain environment. Christian Science Monitor, October 15, 2010.
In a marriage of Medicare fraud and identity theft that may have cheated the government out of $35 million, dozens of individuals spent years stealing the identities of American doctors and patients, then billing Medicare for services never performed at clinics that never existed. Federal officials said 44 people, many with ties to an Armenian-American crime syndicate, have been charged. New York Times, October 13, 2010.
Traffic deaths have plummeted across the United States to levels not seen in more than a half century, spurred by technology, safety-conscious drivers, and tougher enforcement of drunken driving laws. The Transportation Department said that traffic deaths fell 9.7% in 2009 to 33,808, the lowest number since 1950. Government and auto safety experts attributed the improvement to more people buckling up, side airbags, and anti-rollover technology in more vehicles, and a focus in many states on curbing drinking and driving. Associated Press, September 9th, 2010.
The $5 million Automotive X Prize for a consumer-friendly car that could get at least 100 miles per gallon goes to Very Light Car Number 98, a vehicle made by Edison II, a team based in Lynchburg, Virginia. The challenge was to design and build a car with a fuel economy of 100 miles per gallon. In addition to getting extreme gas mileage, the winning car of the Automotive X Prize also had to pass federal motor vehicle safety standards and had to seat 4 people. CNET.com, September 16, 2010.
States outlawed debtors' prisons in the 1830s, but there is a troubling pattern of incarceration in at least 16 states where even minor nonviolent offenses such as speeding and loitering can result in prison time for the poor. The reason is that courts indiscriminately slap fines on impoverished defendants, triggering an endless cycle of legal jeopardy. Failure to pay a ticket can lead to prison. Newsweek, October 4, 2010.
The number of people in the United States who are living in poverty increased a record amount last year. Census figures for 2009 show that the poverty rate increased from 13.2% to around 15%. Which means that around 45 million people in the United States, more than 1 in 7, were poor last year. It would be the highest single-year increase since the government began calculating poverty figures in 1959. Associated Press, September 12, 2010.
About 3 out of every 4 internet users in the United States and 2 out of every 3 users globally have been victimized by online crime, according to a new study titled Norton Cybercrime Report, The Human Impact. While the United States has a higher ratio of internet users that fall prey to online crime than the world as a whole, it was 4th in the number of reported victims in the study, falling behind China, Brazil, and India. CNET, September 8, 2010.
Income inequality soared in 2009, with half of all income in the United States landing in the pockets of the top 20% of earners. The bottom 20% collected only 3.4% of all income. Census Bureau Report, September 2010.
Political. Transparency International's 2010 International Corruption Perceptions Index ranks 178 countries from least to most corrupt. The world's least corrupt countries are Denmark, New Zealand, and Singapore. The most corrupt is Somalia, followed by Afghanistan, Myanmar, and Iraq. Wall Street Journal, October 26, 2010.
Without declaring victory, President Obama formally ended the combat role of the United States in Iraq during a speech to the nation. "It's time to turn the page," Obama said, referring to the shift from combat operations to peacekeeping operations in the country, where 50,000 troops remain. Over the years, the United States has lost 4,400 troops in Iraq and spent hundreds of billions of dollars. New York Times, September 1, 2010.
The government is expected to announce that more than 58 million Social Security recipients will go through another year without an increase in their monthly benefits. It would mark only the second year without an increase since automatic adjustments for inflation were adopted in 1975. The first year was 2010. Social Security was the primary source of income for 64% of retirees who got benefits in 2008. The average Social Security benefit is about $1,072 a month. The Washington Post, October 10, 2010.
Cubans faced a harsh new reality as the government began paring state payrolls in a cost-cutting move that has created job insecurity for the first time in years in the communist country. In the biggest action to be made public so far, employees at a state-owned enterprise, the Special Protection Services Company, were told that the company would be shut down and 23,000 people let go. It was the beginning of President Raul Castro's plan to cut 10% of the government's workforce. About 85% of the Cuban labor force works for the state, or more than 5 million people, many of them in unproductive jobs. New York Times, October 7, 2010.
French lawmakers voted almost unanimously to ban Muslim women from wearing the full burqa in public. The new law will give Muslim women 6 months to get used to the idea, then begin imposing 150 euro fines and mandatory citizenship classes on women who persist in wearing the veil. Men who force their family members to wear the veil, meanwhile, will face fines of 30,000 euros and possibly jail time. France is the first European country to pass such a ban, which critics say will inevitably stigmatize French Muslims. Wall Street Journal, September 15, 2010.
French oil workers expanded a strike over government plans to raise the retirement age to 62 from 60. Countries throughout Europe are attempting to cut spending and raise revenue to bring down deficits and debts that hit record levels after the 2008 financial crisis. Associated Press, October 16, 2010.
Gustavo Sanchez became the 11th mayor slain since August as drug cartels fight over control of rural Mexico. Murders in Mexico have soared since December 2006, when President Felipe Calderón ordered troops into smuggling hotspots to crack down on the cartels. Since then, nearly 23,000 people have died in drug-related violence. Arizona Republic, October 8, 2010.
Chancellor Angela Merkel said that Germany's attempt to create a multicultural society has utterly failed. Speaking to young members of her Christian Democrats, Merkel said that the idea that different cultures could live side by side harmoniously hasn't worked, and immigrants need to do more to integrate into a German society and learn the national language. The comments came at a time when anti-immigrant sentiment is growing in Germany, and many within Merkel's own party have pushed her to take a tougher stance on those who fail to integrate into society. Reuters, October 17, 2010.
Swiss women, for the first time, captured most of the seats in the country's seven-member executive branch, brushing aside Switzerland's history as one of Europe's last nations to grant women full suffrage. Swiss women didn't get the right to vote or run in national elections until 1971. Los Angeles Times, September 23, 2010.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is moving quickly to secure the succession of his son, Kim Jong-un. Just one day after making 20-something Jong-un general of one of the largest armies in the world, he has promoted him to second in command. The dictator also bestowed power on his sister and her husband. Reuters, September 29, 2010.
Despite a substantial military escalation, United States armed forces have failed to inflict meaningful damage on the Taliban or to convince its leaders that they should engage in a peace process with the Afghan government. The Taliban has largely sidestepped airstrikes and plans to simply sit tight, according to the most recent assessment of the war in Afghanistan. The assessment found that replacements for killed Taliban leaders pop up almost immediately and that insurgents driven out of certain territories simply wait until they can return. Washington Post, October 27, 2010.
Financial. Lenders took back more homes in August than in any month since the start of the U.S. mortgage crisis. In all, banks repossessed 95,364 properties last month, up 3% from July and an increase of 25% from August 2009. More than 2.3 million homes have been repossessed by lenders since the recession began in December 2007, according to RealtyTrack. The firm estimates more than 1 million American households are likely to lose their homes to foreclosure this year. Associated Press, September 16, 2010.
Thousands of Americans who were poised to become owners of foreclosed homes have been put on hold. In the wake of a scandal over dubious foreclosure practices by mortgage lenders, mortgage holder Fannie Mae is taking foreclosed homes off the market and leaving buyers out in the cold. Analysts say the situation is a blow to the already weak housing market, in which distressed properties constitute a third of total sales. The scandal, which has halted foreclosures nationwide, stemmed from revelations that mortgage lenders rushed through foreclosure paperwork without ensuring its accuracy. New York Times, October 8, 2010.
It may take until at least 2013 for unemployment to shrink to pre-recession levels, according to a report issued Monday by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, in Paris. Although concerns over a double-dip recession have waned, the OECD warns that effects of the downturn will linger without policy intervention. The recession wiped out 7.6 million American jobs, with 300,000 of those lost after the official end of the recession. Wall Street Journal, September 21, 2010.
Of the estimated 15 million homeowners underwater, about 7.8 million owed at least 25% more than their properties were worth in the first quarter of this year. More than 4 million borrowers were underwater more than 50%. Their average negative equity, a whopping $107,000. Los Angeles Times, November 1, 2010.
For the second year running, the federal budget deficit has surpassed $1 trillion. The Congressional Budget Office will project a $1.29 trillion deficit for the fiscal year that ended September 30th, down from last year's deficit of $1.4 trillion. The Obama administration expects the deficit will rise back to $1.4 trillion for the 2011 fiscal year. Associated Press, October 15, 2010.
Israel. As Yom Kippur in the Jewish year 5771, or 2010, approaches, Israel's population stands at some 7,645,000 people. About 75.5% are Jewish, 20.3% Arabs, and 4.2% Christian or other, according to data released by the Central Bureau of Statistics. The year 2009 saw 14,572 Olim, new Jewish immigrants, arrive, an increase of some 6% compared to 2008. Most of the immigrants came from Russia, the United States, Ukraine, France, and Britain. Ynet News, September 6, 2010.
The Israel Antiquities Authority, IAA, is launching a unique project, the Leon Levy Dead Sea Scrolls Digital Library, to document the entire collection of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The IAA will use the most advanced and innovative technologies available to image the entire collection of 900 manuscripts, comprising some 30,000 Dead Sea Scrolls fragments, in high resolution and make the digitized images freely available and accessible to anyone anywhere in the world on the Internet. This is the first time that the collection of scrolls will be photographed in its entirety since the 1950s. The IAA announced today that it is collaborating with the Google Research and Development Center in Israel in this milestone project to upload not only all of the digitized scrolls images, but also additional data online that will allow users to perform meaningful searches in a number of languages and formats. ISRANET, October 19, 2010.
Simon Wiesenthal Center researchers have uncovered over 24 Facebook sites with titles like Kill a Jew a Year and Kill a Jew a Day during 1 week alone. The Wiesenthal Center's 2010 annual report on digital terrorism and hate identifies over 12,500 problematic websites, news groups, and social media postings that promote terrorism, racism, anti-Semitism, Holocaust denial, and Islamophobia. Ynet News, October 10, 2010.
Currently, Israelis and the tens of thousands of foreign workers living here are able to renew their passports, extend their visas, or pay hospital fees online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But now the Interior, Health, and Religious Affairs Ministries, all controlled by ultra-Orthodox parties, plan a holy day payment blackout. The inconvenience is liable to fuel already considerable secular resentment of the ultra-Orthodox, who make up less than 10% of the population, but wield disproportionate influence in Israel's parliamentary democracy. Few ultra-Orthodox men serve in the military, which is largely compulsory for Jewish citizens. Many ultra-Orthodox families rely on state handouts because the men want to pursue religious studies rather than work. The ultra-Orthodox also have a monopoly on civil matters, like marriage and divorce, creating further tensions. Associated Press, September 16, 2010.
Average real estate prices in Israel are up nearly 30% since the start of 2009. Responding to the financial crisis in 2009, the Bank of Israel slashed its benchmark interest rate to 0.5%. When mortgage rates followed suit, slipping to 2%, home sales exploded, particularly among the investors and foreigners searching for more attractive returns. In Tel Aviv, prices have risen 46% since the end of 2008. Jerusalem is up 15% this year. Los Angeles Times, November 1, 2010.
The Israeli Water Authority announced that Israel is probably about to face its seventh consecutive year of drought. Bridges for Peace, October 27, 2010.